Even for a Jedi, Ben decided, running full tilt through a forest in pitch blackness was a bad idea. He grazed off one tree, stinging his shoulder, and crashed through a thorn bush before the first pain of scratched flesh registered on his nervous system. Ahead, Luke seemed to be doing better, but not well. Ben heard his father smack a low-hanging branch, and the man's startled exclamation was a word that Ben would never have thought to hear him say. Another few steps, and Ben tripped over something that felt like a log made of meat. He hit the ground in a graceful roll and rose.
Stang!
You all right?
I'm fine.
Ben took a couple of steps back and reached out for the object that had tripped him. He had a bad feeling about it. His hand encountered a face. Its skin was cold.
Dead body here.
Our adversaries are concealing themselves in the Force. A reversal of focus. The closer we come, the more diffuse my awareness becomes. With Luke's exclamation came a thrashing of branches and a tremendous thud.
Dad!
Ben charged toward the noise. Then there was more noise. A lot of it. Fewer than 30 meters away, ahead and to Ben's left, an explosive detonated. Instinctively, Ben went flat to the ground. A moment later, another explosive went off, ahead and to Ben's right. Seven more explosives went off at intervals of about a second, each farther from Ben and Luke. When it was done, Ben raised his head. He could see a stand of trees burning not far away, another burning off to his right.
Dad?
I'm fine. Straight ahead, the darkness was briefly interrupted as Luke's lightsaber ignited at an altitude of about 4 meters. Ben saw it move, cutting through what looked like a series of vines. Then it, and presumably Luke, dropped to the ground. Ben didn't hear Luke land, but the lightsaber stopped in its descent. Ben got to him.
What happened?
In the lightsaber's glow, he could see his father's face. Luke looked unhurt. Luke gestured with it up into the air. Net trap. Big stone counterweight. There were also some spikes with a gummy substance on them. Probably poison in the netting. But I avoided them. The tripwire and net were set up where the trees were thinnest, right where someone running out from the camp would come.
Great!
Ben tried to focus his attention on the Force, but either he was too rattled, or the enemies were farther away. They're moving. Luke's tone suggested neither happiness nor disappointment. I think this situation is done.